I want to try to encourage our young people and ourselves too. But go to Nehemiah. I go to Nehemiah chapter number four. Nehemiah chapter number four. And I think Nehemiah is one of those chapters that you often go to when you think about needing some encouragement. So go to Nehemiah chapter four. And now once you've gotten there, let's all stand and we'll read a couple of verses and we'll pray. I'm going to ask God for his help on this glorious Sunday night, our youth night. That's Nehemiah chapter number four. And now let's drop down to verse number 10. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse number 10. The Bible says, the word of God says, and Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversary said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, the Bible said, they said unto us, now not once, not twice, but 10 times from all places which ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Stop there. I want to talk tonight on this little thought, fighting discouragement. Fighting discouragement. Father, I pray tonight for divine help. I pray, God, for guidance of the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, for liberty to preach the word of God. And I pray, God, you speak, Lord, not just to our young people, but God, speak to all of us tonight from the word of God. We all face discouraging times, but I pray, God, that you give us encouragement to continue to go forward in the midst of discouragement. I pray, God, you touch us. I pray, God, that you help us. I pray, God, you challenge us, change us, do inside of us what needs to be done. And with that, God, we'll praise you. And then, God, when it's all said and done, the dust has settled, and we've left here tonight, I pray, God, we'd be able to say one accord, my, how good it has been to be in the house of God. And with that, God, we'll praise you. We love you. If I've left anything out, take care of that too. Matter of fact, be it our dear brother, Pastor Jack Cox, Father, I pray, God, you touch him and watch over his family. Lord, he's about to make his crossing, it seems, but I pray and ask God to give us strength as he makes that journey to see our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. That's it for now. For us, in your son's name we pray, Jesus, amen. Amen. May be seated. Fighting discouragement. The word discouragement means to deprive of courage, hope, confidence, dishearten, dispirit. Let me read that again. It means to deprive of courage. It means to deprive of hope, of confidence, to dishearten, dispirit. It also means to obstruct by opposition or difficulty to hinder. In other words, discouragement is made to hinder us. It is made to try to stop us from going forward. As a matter of fact, in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 7. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and read it. Galatians 5 and verse number 7. The Bible talks about being hindered. And sometimes when you and I are serving God with all of our might, all of our heart, all of our being, it seems like something gets us off track. And the Bible says in Galatians 5 verse 7, Paul says to the church, he says, you know what? Ye did run well. Man, y'all was doing good. And watch what it says. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? You guys were serving God well. Y'all was doing good. Nice little pace, but then something hindered. Something stopped you from going forward. Let me ask the question tonight, my dear friends. What perhaps has hindered you and I? What has sapped us of our strength, sapped us of our courage, depleted us of our confidence in God's word, his ability to do what needs to be done? What's hindered us? Perhaps discouragement has hindered us. Maybe it's crept in. And by the way, there's no one in this building or that's watching on the internet that's in this world that is exempt from discouragement. Pastor included. We all, my dear friends, will face times and moments of discouragement. The question is, how will you and I respond to those discouraging times? Whether it be in your home, or on your job, or at your school, or as you travel back and forth, how are you and I going to respond when discouragement comes on our block or knocks at our door? Matter of fact, when you knock on the door, it just jumps through our window to try to hurt us. Go back to Nehemiah. Let's see how they fought discouragement. The first thing we see in verse number 6 is the people's progression. They'll move forward. The Bible says in verse number 6 that Nehemiah says, so built we the wall. They were there in Jerusalem to build the wall. And the Bible says they started building the wall. And all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind, had a heart, had a hunger to work. And sometimes when you and I first start serving God, man, we got a mind to work. We've got a heart to work. We want to serve God. What can I do? I'm thinking about our young people. When we came back from our youth camp, from Carolina Youth Camp, many of them had that desire and that hunger to work, to worship, to serve God. Many of us, when we got saved, we had that hunger, that desire to worship and to work for Almighty God. We was doing well. But then something happened. We moved from the people's progression to the enemy's plot. And you better best believe, when you and I decide that we're going to serve God, the enemy is going to plot against us. And the plot is not for us to go forward. No. The plot is to cause us to be stopped in some way. The Bible says in verse number 7 of Nehemiah 4, but it came to pass, the folks were working on the wall, they're building a wall, they're joined together, they got a mind to work, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, the Bible says that the breaches began to be stopped then, not before, but then, the Bible says, they were very wroth. They were furious. When the walls were not being built, when the walls lay in ruin, they didn't say nothing. But as soon as those walls start being built, now the enemy gets hot, gets furious. When your home starts coming back together, and when your prayer life starts getting stronger, all of a sudden the enemy gets hot. He gets furious. He don't like it. You can have a whole week of revival and do the revival wave, amen. But man, when Saturday come, Monday through Friday, glory. But here comes Saturday. The enemy rises up and does something to try to hinder the revival that's been taking place in our hearts and in our lives. The Bible says that when they saw the wall being built, they saw the breaches began to be stopped. That word stopped, that means to be repaired. All the holes in the places, they're being stopped up, they're being repaired. They began to be furious. And watch what happens. And then the Bible says, here it is. And conspired all of them. Remember who all it was? Verse 7. Sanballat, Tobiah. Watch this. The Arabians, that's a group there. Another group, the Ammonites. And here's another group. And the Ashdodites, all these groups, they all conspired together. They joined together, all of them, to come and to fight against Jerusalem. Here it is. And to hinder it. They've come to stop the progress. They've come to stop what's being taken place. God called you to preach. You're excited. You decide you're going to sing for the Lord. You're excited. You start teaching Sunday school. Man, you start getting excited. Or whatever the job might be that you're doing for God. Man, I mean, here we are. This is January. Everything's getting started back up. The high class and the Calvary kids and the men's and the ladies and all the different groups are all getting started up. And there's excitement. We're waiting. And then all of a sudden, something happens. whatever that something is. Amen. And all of a sudden, the enthusiasm begins to wane. And all of a sudden, it's like, you know what? Is it that time already? Is it that Saturday? Third Saturday here already? Oh, the fourth Saturday, good Lord. Oh, my goodness. Huh? That time already? Oh, it's the first Saturday. Ooh, okay. We can breathe now. We can breathe now. What's happened? Something happens sometimes to discourage us. And the enemy will do whatever he can to discourage us. As a matter of fact, there's times that you and I have come and prayed and talked to God at the altars, and we've gotten some strength, and we felt the faith muscles begin to build up. And then all of a sudden, my dear friends, once we've left the altar and we've gotten into the car and we begin to drive down Fairbanks, and before we can hit 25th, something happened in the car. Somebody said something. Now here we go. Or you check your phone, you got a text. Oh, you looked at your Facebook or updates, and it's like, oh, I wish I hadn't seen that update. You name it. You went on Instagram, saw a pic you didn't like. Huh? To Snapchat or whatever it might be, amen. I got your Marco Polo came through. And you said, man, what's wrong with them? Name it. Something to suck us, to pull out of us what God is placing inside of us to go forward using discouragement. The Bible says the enemies plotted. Watch this. As they plotted, though, verse 9 says the people did something. They prayed. Hallelujah. The Bible said in verse number 9, nevertheless, the Bible says, we made our prayer unto ourselves. Oh, I'm sorry. We made our prayer unto God. They said, well, that's kind of silly, preacher. Why would you say unto each other? Because sometimes we pray to each other. No, we don't. Yes, we do. You know, here we are. I want to encourage Sarah. Lord, let Sarah know that she can do it. Then all of a sudden, I ain't even going this way anymore. Sarah, she has the strength. She's got it inside of her. And just think back to those times, Sarah, how God did that. Am I praying? I didn't turn to the wrong direction.
Right.
I was probably talking that way. You know? Or if there's somebody that you know that can help you. Lord, there's folks in here that can help us. Speak to their hearts. They know who they are. I mean, let them know that all they've got to do is just go to Sarah and give her the Visa card and let her swipe it so Pastor's car can get fixed. Lord, they've got the credit. They've got the amount. Who am I talking to right now? Am I going that way or am I going this way? But the Bible says, my dear friends, what they did is that they prayed unto our God. And then the Bible says they didn't just pray. They got the action. And set a watch, a guard against them day and night because of them, because of the enemy. They was ready for battle. They prayed and got ready. You and I need to pray and get ready. But then we move from that prayer to now the powerful discouragement. And it was powerful. The Bible says, and Judah said, what happened here? And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is what? Decayed. Overthrown. Their strength has gone faint. Weak. He says, and there is much rubbish, dust and mud, so we're not able to build the wall. This is hard work. Can you imagine trying to do something that's all muddy and rubbish is everywhere and you're trying to build something? A lot of times we start trying to do something for the Lord that the Lord would have us to do, and it gets rough, gets hard. And I think about Josh, and Josh can get over here and he can play songs and stuff, and it's great, it's wonderful, but I ain't crazy either. What do you mean, preacher? That's all good until there's a song you got to do that's challenging. It's got some chords in there that you ain't familiar with. You got some of them funky chords. Amen. And you're trying to get that cord and it ain't getting there. And so it's so much easier. You know, I mean, I could be trying to play a song. Let's say it's and it gets hard. That's what, I can't flip. What's that next? You know what? You know. Y'all know my tune, amen. I ain't crazy, amen. That's three chords, man. That's all I got in three chords. If I hit over here and just roam, I got to get back over here, amen. But if I start playing some of the other stuff, though, if I'm doing some other stuff that goes more than that, he said, man, I got to think on this stuff. It don't cause you to get discouraged. Man, forget this. Oh, it's easier to sing when it's a song you like. The choir director, I want you to sing this song. You're like, that's not really my genre. You trying to hit, you're like, man, I ain't feeling it. It ain't touching me. When you join the choir, we want to touch it, but it ain't gonna always touch them girls, them Samson girls. Every song they sing, they're like, oh, this is my, oh, I can't wait to sing that one. I bet there's some song they're like, oh, man, this one again. This is a hard one. This is a challenging one. You need to get discouraged. When it's easy, my friends, Cass is going to college. I know she's a little bit nervous and stuff, but still once you get in there, and you're like, man, I'm in college. Then they say, we got an exam. Exam, okay. There ain't no high school exam. They want so many words, okay, for your answer can't be, you know, yes, no. We want you to explain in detail. We want you to give us your, I don't even know how these words, I ain't go to college. Give me some of them big words, amen. Somebody had me, I had to do a newsletter for, I guess it came out yet, I don't know if it has not, for the GPA, and they wanted me to talk about, you know, winning souls and people getting saved. But it's got to have a minimum of, so I think it was like 700 words. I'm like, 700 words? Man, I got to use some Billy stuff. I mean, I got to find out. What are you saying? When it gets challenging, it can become discouraging. And the Bible says here in this verse, my friends, verse 10, and Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed. It's overthrown and faint, and there is much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall. The work's hard. But on top of that, and our adversary. That's all you need when you're trying to, when you've already been discouraged by the actions themselves, the work itself, but now somebody got something to say. And our adversaries said, I know the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Liar, 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 pants on fire. Most time the words hurt a whole lot more than the actual sticks and stones. The Bible says here in our verse 11, and our adversary said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and boom, and slay them and cause the work to cease. We're going to slip up on them and tear them apart. Well, how do they know this? Verse 12, and it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, some of our kinfolk, they'd been hanging around them other folk. When they came, they sent to us 10 times from all places when she shall return unto us. They will be upon you. They're going to be upon you. They're going to be upon you. They're going to slay you. You can't do this. They're going to stop you. I mentioned earlier about Billy preaching for 20 years, and he's been full time on the road for how many years? 15 years. You know, there's some folks say, y'all are going to make it. Y'all going to be able to do it. What's wrong with you? You know, and now I'm on the road. It's like, man, y'all ain't never home. There's always an adversary to try to discourage you. Listen, I know a lot of missionaries, okay? But one thing I can say, and not because Billy's from our church or he's a friend of mine, but that's one, they got one of the most hardworking families that I know of. I mean, how many days are you in church a year? How many days you had last year?
Last year we did
Okay. 287 services. 287. If you and I make every service, not counting revivals here at Sunrise, that's how many is that? 156. That's if. 200 what? 87. He's in church more than I'm in church. More services. I mean, think about what I'm saying. But now if he take a week off, good Lord. Where he at? He at the green. Yeah, I wish I could be at the green. I'll tell you what. You go out there and serve God for those many days, amen. He'll make some time for you to go too, amen. But we don't want to work like that. All we want to do, not us, but other folks, all they want to do is just have a little shout and go home. What about the work? And listen, I'm talking about how many times there was. I'm even talking about what all took place. The setup and the tearing down. But even after the setup, the checking the instruments and making sure everything's working properly. You know, I mean, they'll pull into a place at 12 midnight and they'll set things up and do sound checks. And it'll be about 3 o'clock in the morning before they get in the room. And then Sunday school starts at, if it's on a Sunday, Sunday school starts at 10. In some cases, 9:30. They didn't drove 12 hours. And let's say that they don't make the Sunday school. Where's the Samson family at? Well, they ain't here yet. Oh, I guess they don't believe in Sunday school. Now, that can be discouraging. And you say, you know what, just forget the whole thing. I'm going to go back and we'll just get us a job down at wherever and then we'll just work down there and then we're not, you know, maybe we'll sing a little bit here and there and so forth and so on. Listen, when God calls you to do something, there's going to be moments of discouragement. There are going to be challenges and the enemy's going to say all types of things. And in this case, here were, these were family folk. These were Jews who dwelt, who was kin to them, who was telling them all this stuff. They're going to get y'all. Look at what's happening. Look at verse 12. He said, from all places which ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. They're going to tear you all apart. You start trying to serve God, and you'll hear those types of things, words of discouragement. Watch this. We move, though, from those powerful words of discouragement to the provoking to fight. Now, I know we teach, don't talk, don't fight. But there's sometimes when God provokes us to fight. What does that mean? To incite you to fight. There is a time to fight. And this is a good time to fight. Let me show you. The Bible says in verse 13, and this is what Nehemiah says. Nehemiah says, therefore set I in the lower parts or lower places behind the wall. And on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked. I like this boy. Or man, he said, I looked. Sometimes you got to survey some stuff. He looked, and then he rose up. And he didn't just continue to look. The Bible says, and said unto the nobles and unto the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid. Sometimes we need somebody to stand up and provoke us to not be afraid, to provoke us to stand up and fight. He look at the situation and he stands up and starts to speak into everybody. And look what he says. He goes on to say, be not afraid of them. Instead, I want you to do something. Remember. Remember the Lord. That word remember means to call to mind, to recall, to mention. Remember the Lord. Call them back to your mind, which is what? Great. And. That word terrible also means to be in awe or to be awesome. says, y'all need to remember that our God is great and he's awesome. And then he says something else. And then he says, and fight. Don't just say, oh, our God is an awesome God, he reigns. That's wonderful singing. But then you have to fight. He says here, fight. Woo! Fight for your brethren. Let me pause here. That word fight means to battle. It also means to overcome. We didn't come to lose. We come to win. He says, fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, your houses. He says, fight. What are we going to do? My family's falling apart. What are you doing? Are you fighting while they're falling? What are you doing? Well, I wish I could do more. Fight! How do you fight? You take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that's what he's doing here, my friends. He is provoking them with words of encouragement. He says, fight for your brethren. Fight for your sons. Fight for your daughters. Fight for your wives. Fight for your houses. Glory. And then we see the procession. Back to work. Okay. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us. We know what y'all up to. And God had brought their counsel to naught that we returned. Watch it, y'all. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. All of us to the wall. Everyone unto his work. Glory be to God. When Nehemiah stood up, checked things out, and spoke and said, fight. When he got done, they got up and went back to work. Sometimes that's what we need on a Sunday morning, on a Sunday night, on a midweek service, or a time we're in the house of God, to hear some provoking words, some inciting words, some encouraging words, to get up and fight. And then, my friends, when we leave the house of God, we're ready to get back to work. We're ready to get back in this thing and to swing back at that devil and give him some kicks, amen. Slap him upside the face, my, and throw him on the ground. Stop on that devil. Not on each other. On our true adversary. And get back to work. There's some folks that have been sitting on the sideline too long because of discouragement. And it's time to start fighting back. To start fighting back. I told you guys a few weeks ago, man, I was just, man, listen, the enemy's going to attack all of us, okay? No matter who you are. But on top of that, if we're out front trying to lead people to victory, the enemy's going to fight you, okay? He's going to fight the Samsons, but he's also going to fight Billy that much harder because he's leaving the home. As your pastor, I'm trying to lead y'all to victory. The enemy's going to fight me even that much more harder. And when you ain't got nothing else to pray for, listen, baby, pray for me. Okay? Put me at the top of your prayer list. I'll tell you, a few weeks ago, man, the devil was just attacking me and attacking my mind. I was just defeated, man. I didn't, and I'm like, you know, I know it's going to be okay. I'm going to be all right. And what was wrong? Nothing. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Nothing's different. Nothing's extra. Nothing's, I just was like, man, you know, I'm like, you know, and I'm just there, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna do me a Netflix day. You know, I mean, that was, you know, y'all know what a Netflix day is, right? That when you just watch Netflix all day, amen. I mean, I didn't feel like doing nothing. You know, I was just like, you know, and Jolene's like, go to the gym. I don't want to go to the gym. You can't make me, amen. I said that inside, not out loud. But anyhow, so... I mean, but you know what? At the same time, I also knew the remedy. I knew what I needed for me. What I needed to do was to find me a song that would speak to my heart. And I found that song, it's called Angels, are watching over me. You know, there are angels watching over me. Man, I listened to that over and over and over. And then another song primarily that hit me. It's an old song. It's called Clean Hands. Yeah, I can't think of the girl's name who sings it. DeLeon or something like that. Some of y'all might know who she is. And I started listening to that song. And about praising the Lord, singing hallelujah. And I listened over and over. And then I said, I need to hear some preaching. And then I found a Chuck Swindle. And I was listening to him preaching to the college students as they would come into college to start the seminaries. And he was preaching some messages that were challenging, that were encouraging. And I was just feeding my mind that over and over and over. I go to sleep and I put my headphones on and I put Chuck Swindle on or one of them songs. And I would listen to it over and over. And then I start going back and putting some Tom Malone and finding a little Curtis Hudson. And some of the others have helped me throughout the years to feed my mind. That's the battleground. It's our head. Whew. And he gave them words. God has words for us to encourage us. Young people, when you feel discouraged, grab a hold of the word, my friends. Listen to the word. The songs that are being sung from about the word. Hey, the word will help my mind and my thoughts. I tell you, it's been great. I don't like being in them dark places. You can't see in the dark. you hit your toe and ow in the dark. But when you can see, you tried to get me. There we go. Must have stepped right by you. But when you can't see, everything is tripping you up. He gave them words. And the Bible said when he got done speaking to them, the Bible says the enemies heard about it. They go, oh, man. But mainly the part about this, they all returned back to the work. It's time for some of us to no longer let the enemy beat us up and discourage us and then get back to the work. There's so many more souls that need to be saved. So many more lives that need to be restored. Tomorrow morning, around 6 a.m. or 7, I'm going to get in the car, and drive to somewhere in Pennsylvania. Amen. I'm going to Pennsylvania. I'm going to start preaching Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I've been in church since last Sunday, every single day. I've preached. This would be 10. I preached 10 times in the last 7 days. I'm going to preach 5 more times next week. And by the time this Sunday is over with, I think I've been a priest 15 or something like that times within, I think 15 or 16 times within 14 days of my death. But you know why? That's what God called me to do. Amen. And I want to give all that I've got. And when the enemy comes by to try to discourage me, I want to have enough strength from the word of God to be able to push the enemy back, my friends, and go forward for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because souls and lives are at stake. By the way, at your house, in my house, our sons, our daughters, our wives, husbands, grandparents, nieces, nephews, those who we look at to say, you know what, I want to help that person, those who we love and care for, their lives are at stake. And you know what? We can't afford to be discouraged too long. If we discouraged too long, that hole gets darker and darker and darker, and then it seems like there's no way out. And then if we're not careful, we'll be that person as years have gone by, and we'll say, you know what? I remember, Sarah, when I used to teach Sunday school. I remember when I used to sing in the choir. I remember when I used to lead the youth choir, direct them as they sung. I remember when my husband and my son would be sitting on the pew, in the front pew at the church. But now we don't sit on the front pew. We don't even sit on the back pew. We don't sit on no pew. These are all just memories. Because it got so dark. And I got so discouraged that I just didn't even want to go anymore. What are you saying, preacher? There's an enemy that wants to discourage us, but there's a God that wants to encourage us. And he will do it primarily through the word of God. I've got two questions. Actually, three, and then we're done. First question is this. What's got you discouraged tonight? What's got you discouraged tonight? Secondly, have you been, this is very important, have you been listening to the wrong voices? Have you been listening to the wrong voices? And the third question, will we let God stir us with his words tonight? Will we let God stir us with his words tonight? The last one's a simple statement. Then let's come tonight. Amen. For encouragement. Amen. Father, thank you. Amen. For your many wonderful blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the precious word of God. Thank you, Lord, for how you encourage us in our time of discouragement. And we're all, Father, prone to discouragement. No one's exempt. And I pray, God, tonight that some of our brothers and sisters might be discouraged by a situation or a circumstance or something else. I pray, God, they bring that discouragement to the throne of grace and receive their help in their time of need. Perhaps, God, there's someone here tonight that will say, you know what, I'm not saved. I need to trust Christ as my Savior tonight. I know about Jesus. I may have even made a profession of faith, but I must be honest tonight. If I died at this moment and slip off into eternity, I don't know if I'd go to heaven. I pray, God, they come and let me know. Whisper in my ear, and I will personally or get someone here that will show them from the Word of God how to trust your Son as their Savior and get it settled. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. And God, perhaps there's somebody here tonight that say, you know what, I've got a friend. I've got a family member that I love dearly that's going through a dark, dark place of discouragement. And I want to intercede on their behalf tonight in prayer. I pray, Father, they come and talk to you about that matter, and we'll thank you. We love you, Father, on whatever other needs that need to be met. I pray, God, we come. For us in your Son's name we pray. Jesus, amen. Amen. Let's all stand.